Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and the Christmas Serenades will take place this Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. at the Singing Pines Recreational Complex in Houston, Louisiana. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studio is the featured soloist for this concert, Martha Kostyuk-Hollier. And Martha, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me here.
So let's talk a bit about, you had a long career as an opera singer over the years, primarily in Moscow. So many folks in the Louisiana area may not be familiar with your work, as you sang for over 21 years with the Bolshoi Opera Theater. Let's talk about, first of all, how did you get into opera singing? Was this something that was part of your family's life? Were your parents musicians as well?
I was born originally in Western Ukraine, close to the city of Lviv, which is on a border with Poland. And my mother had a gorgeous natural voice without any training. And I fell in love with singing because she sang a lot of beautiful Ukrainian songs that have a very, very beautiful melodies. And then I decided to, after I graduated from high school, I decided to try for the conservatory. And I was very successful and I was accepted. And then at the graduation from the conservatory, four people from the Bolshoi came seeking for a new group of singers. And I competed, and I was chosen right away. Then I went to the Bolshoi, and there was a huge competition, 180 singers from all over the former USSR. And only four people were left at the end, and I was among them.
Okay. And so this was back in the 70s under the Soviet Union.
Correct. It was exactly 1975.
And you've got to perform all the way up through the dissolution of the Soviet Union, the creation of the Russian state as it is today. And you've seen many cultural changes over at the Bolshoi. Has the Bolshoi really, I know it's expanded its touring and things like that under the current government. Has that expanded your opportunity to sing around the world?
Absolutely. My generation of singers, we envy a little bit the younger generation because they have much more opportunities. We did not have that many opportunities, but it still was the highest musical institution in the former USSR because the government of the former USSR, they understood the value of the Bolshoi, which is as old as the whole United States of America. It was opened in 1776, mm-hmm. when the USSR was United States of America was formed.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that 200-year celebration when you were shooting the fireworks celebrating 200 years of the United States of America, and we were celebrating 200 years of the Bolshoi. So it's a great cultural treasure, and I was very, very lucky to be accepted to be a part of that fantastic troupe of the Bolshoi.
Now, you came to the United States in 1999 with your husband, Charles, whom you met in Russia. How did you come about meeting him, and what was he doing in Russia at that time?
Actually, it was, I call it a lady fate.
Okay.
It was pure accident. Uh-huh. He was actually working on the new embassy building in Moscow, and he went to have dinner, and I happened to be at the same place at that time, and this is how we met.
Just serendipity.
Yes. So it started from there. And then the experience was absolutely wonderful for me because my husband started taking jobs all over the United States, and we traveled from Washington State, Seattle, to Pennsylvania, to Arizona and New Mexico, and the last place was Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And we also lived overseas. We were in the Caribbean, and we spent a year in Italy, in Rome, and also lived a fantastic 2.5 years in Spain.
Now, while he was traveling around for work, you were traveling around teaching and performing as well. And you ended up in his home state of Louisiana. When did you folks come to Louisiana?
Well, it just a little bit over 1 month ago. Okay. It was the end of October. Finally, he decided to retire, and now we are ready to settle down here. We purchased a house in Bojo City, but currently we are still in our little place, Ida.
Now, for this concert, this is going to be a Christmas concert. Can you tell us about the program that you have lined up and the music that you're going to be presenting?
Yes, I just noticed the friend of mine actually sent me a newspaper clipping about a new place that had been opened in Houston. It's a very small place, but Dr. David Kirby, who is an ophthalmologist, and he is a very generous person, and he purchased an old building of the school in Houston and renovated it and turned it into a Singing Pines recreational complex. And I could not wait to go and see that new place. When I walked in, I saw a beautiful auditorium for 200 people with a nice stage. And it immediately brought an idea about doing a program, Christmas Serenades, which I have done before in many other states and even in Spain. And I knew that people would enjoy this program. So Dr. Kirby responded so beautifully, and he said, I'm going to sponsor everything, and this will be a gift to the community. So we decided to do it on Sunday afternoon, early afternoon at 3 o'clock. So all the folks, you know, they can bring their children. I want it to be just a beautiful gathering, a holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. I will sing songs in different languages. I will share my own experience when I was overseas, and also the carols of my homeland, which I always carry in my heart.
So there will be a number of traditional holiday carols, but also some Ukrainian carols and some Ukrainian songs and some of the folk music and music that your mother sang as a child when
absolutely,
you were a child as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. It helps me actually to adapt to these conditions because it huge differences, cultural differences. That music that I keep in my heart, I like to share with people, and I think that people respond to that. I give them the translations right. because they want to know what it is about. And of course, I wanted to show that there are a lot of beautiful classical pieces, and just wanted them to discover some beautiful arrangements like Ave Maria. You know, there are many musical arrangements of Ave Maria that are not that well known, and I think people will enjoy it, and I will be engaging the audience, and I will invite them even to sing with me.
Now, you have an accompanist on this, Gail Moore, and you're working with Gail right now in rehearsals. Have you had a chance to perform with Gail in the past?
Yes, it's very interesting. Actually, Gail Moore was the first one to invite me to sing in Belcher Church when I just first came to the United States. And she's an organist and a pianist and a very gifted and a wonderful person. And we are enjoying working on this program.
All right. And this concert is free and open to all, so it's a great chance for everybody up
yes,
in Austin and the surrounding
again,
area.
Thank you so much to Dr. David Kirby, who is so generous and has this appreciation to a beautiful music.
Yeah, and you have a concert that's going to open with music like O Holy Night and Mary's Lullaby, but you've also got Schubert's Ave Maria. You've got music by Caccini and a serenade by Schubert, some Glinka on there, as well as some Ukrainian carols and some Brahms.
Yeah, we'll just go from song to song, and we will just like travel from country to country and just bringing out that beautiful Christmas spirit.
All right. Martha, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, and everybody is invited to the concert.
There you go. That was Martha Kostyuk-Hollier, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about Christmas Serenades, which will take place this Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. at the Singing Pines Recreational Complex in Hauston, Louisiana. And if you'd like more information, you can go to our area events page at redriverradio.org. If you or your organization would like to be featured in a Red River Radio Spotlight, you can always give us a call at 800-552-8502 during normal business hours. That's 800-552-8502. You can visit our website anytime for information about all the area events that we have listed at redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.